Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't know anything about a storm. How many know God can bring peace in the midst of a storm? Get somebody by the hand and look at them and tell them whatever you're going through, God can bring peace in the midst of a storm.
Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burse, and this is Bible Study Day. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burse, and this is Bible Study Day. I am here, amen, with Mystery Babylon the Great, the Mother of Harlots and the Abomination of the Earth. Amen. And it's End Time Prophecy. Amen, and we need to get our pens and papers, amen, together so we can understand the perfect will of God, amen, and his teachings, amen. You know, God, amen, is awesome and infinite in his powers and his ways, amen, our paths. It's just awesome. He's just awesome, amen. And we need to understand that with his ways and his doings, amen, when he said the secret things belong to God, they belong to him. But he also said in the word, he said those things that are revealed because he wants the people, his people, to know the truth. He want to know. He wants you to know the truth about your enemy, about your standing with him, about his son, Jesus Christ, and his great love for us, that he gave his only begotten son so that we wouldn't perish. Amen. The reasons why we perish is because of the enemy. Amen. And the enemy is Satan. Amen. And I spoke to you about how he tried to exalt himself above God, and how he tried to be like God, and God had to literally get rid of him. We, as the body of Christ, we want to hear the whooping and howling. We want to hear all the stuff that's going to bring us pleasure. But the only thing that we have missed out of this equation is that even receiving the pleasure and the praise and the worship and the jumping around, we need to understand that we're in the end time and Christ is soon to come. And we need to get our house in order. Amen. We need to set our house in order, and so that when God comes, he won't see us, amen, in a blemished state. And blemish is literally iniquity. I have a thought for you today. It's coming out of Psalms 150. It's praise you, the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of this trumpet. Praise him with the parsley and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the house sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. And I just praise God and I give him glory because, amen, he is my King of kings and Lord of lords. I ask that he would move by his Spirit, amen, and bless the Bible study today. We bind up Lucifer and all his tricks and traps, his witches and warlocks and all that would try to hinder the will of God, his deceiving spirits, amen, those that come in and distract and bring in lies of deception. We bind him up in the name of Jesus, amen, and ask God to stir up the gifts on the inside of me that when I speak truth only. Amen. When I speak up under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your people all over the land that they would be delivered. Amen. And Israel, I pray for the peace of Israel. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that, Lord God, amen, in this lifetime that we will be strengthened, amen, continuously by your Holy Spirit. Amen. And what we need from him, we will be able to obtain it. Amen. In Jesus' name. I just bind up Satan and his works. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to hear this. Looking for And then the 25th verse, after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. You may drink it now. And I also have given you the reasons why Paul wrote to the Corinthians, amen, and told them literally why it should be established this way. Amen. So we do this in remembrance of Jesus Christ. Amen. I love him so much. Last night, amen, I'm going to call him a friend of mine. And it's a young man, amen, that is from Israel, amen. And they are making a Bible, and it's Bibles for Israel. And one of the things that they're doing is they're going in and writing it, amen, and giving them information about Yeshua, Jesus Christ, amen, and the clarity, amen, that they need to understand that Jesus has already died and is risen and sitting on the right-hand side of Father God, making intercession for us, amen. And so the Jewish nation need to understand that they are not waiting on the Messiah to come, amen, as far as him not never appearing. But they're waiting on him to come because he is coming back. Amen. He has already appeared. And he came and birthed forth a generation in Isaiah 53, a new organism that will follow and worship God in spirit and in truth. Myself and this young man talked on the phone for quite a while. Amen. And as I began to explain to him about end-time revelation, amen, God let me know that the word just literally captured his soul, amen, because there's so much, amen, that the Jews don't know, amen, about the coming of Jesus, amen, again, and the Antichrist. So we left off, amen, last week, and if this would be part two of it. And I had given you information about what the Antichrist want to do as far as the economy is concerned and about war and religion. Satan is a very evil, and he's skillful in what he's doing concerning the earth realm and man and God's people, because he's been here longer than we have. He's been and ran through generations trying to defeat the will of God, but he will never be able to do it. That's why we need to stay focused and we need to learn, amen. Sometimes teaching is good, amen. It's good to hear hooping and hollering, but teaching is good because it brings a clarity and a greater understanding, and it reaches out and foretells the future of what's getting ready to come down here on earth. There are many antichrists already on the earth, amen. They have been from the time as far back as I can say Cain was one, because he literally did not do the will of God, amen. So we need to understand what's going to happen in the end time. In the book of 2 Thessalonians, amen, I'm going to read that to you. Before Revelation can really come to the fullness, chapter 13 and 20 is what I'm teaching on, can be fulfilled, there must first be a falling away and an apostasy. People will separate themselves from following God. The reasons will be because of the many problems that will occur and have occurred before the Antichrist and when the Antichrist is revealed. People will literally turn their backs on God and speak evil of him. And a lot of people are doing this today. You know, you catch a lot of churches, they doing all kind of things in the churches now. And now they got churches that are all denominational churches, that any denomination, not denomination, but religion, all religious churches, where any belief can come up under that umbrella and go in there and pray or whatever they want to do, worship or whatever they want to do. And the people that are heading it up think that this is correct. It's out of order. It's literally out of order. And I think, I'm not for sure, but it's one Christian station. I think it's have all nations churches. Any nation can come in and serve the Lord. That's a good thing as far as the nations are concerned. But when they come in with their religious beliefs, that's not of God. So we need to get a clarity. God's son is soon to come, and he's coming back for a church without spot or a blemish. So this apostasy will take place. They are doing it now. They're literally doing it now. Everybody's going about establishing their own doctrine, their own way of thinking and perceiving the scriptures and doing what they think is right. It's a lot of people that I listen to. I have to hurry up and turn them off because I can't stand to listen to those teachings, those preachings, because they are literally out of context. So we need the Holy Ghost, amen, to guide and teach us into all truth. People will separate, amen, they will literally separate themselves from God because of what Satan is doing, amen, on the earth, amen. In the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 17, it states, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." And he's also called the destroyer, the one that's going to bring destruction, and Apollium, A-P-O-L-L-U-M-I, Apollami, amen. Thank you, Jesus. "Who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." He's literally going to sit there, amen. They're going to build a temple. And this temple, amen, the Jewish nation is going to think that it's built for Jesus Christ and his coming again. But the Antichrist is going to sit in there for a season. But this is the catch, amen. This is the clue, amen. When Jesus comes, he will not sit in that temple where the Antichrist has reigned, amen, because that temple is defiled. So what is going to happen is the Jewish nation will literally have to build another temple, amen, and this time when they build it, they will build it for Jesus Christ, amen, and not the Antichrist to sit in it, but Jesus Christ, amen. The son of perdition, the Bible say, "Who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." It will never happen. "Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what would hold it, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity do it already work. Only he who now let it will let until he be taken out of the way. The mystery of iniquity is literally this. The mystery is known only through divine revelation that reveals the truth about iniquity, the immoral acts that we have done against God, amen, were literally caused by Satan, amen. A lot of people think that humans willfully commit acts, and that is true. They willfully, because we are our own free agents, amen, that have our will. God made us that way. But at the same time, behind the scene, in the secret, amen, there are demons that cause people to kill people, to molest people, to cause all kind of harm toward people. And we literally want to blame one another. But Ephesians 6, amen, literally states we don't contend against our sisters and brothers, but we contend against the one that's causing these things to happen to us. And his name is Satan, amen, the devil, amen. Thank you, Jesus. So that has been a mystery, amen. A lot of people have literally said, oh, you did that because you wanted to do it. Well, how could you have done a thing if you didn't know about a thing to be evil until you start doing it, amen, and then it was revealed to you? That's why God had Moses to write the law to tell them of their sins, because they was not sin conscious. They would go and the flesh would literally go and sin and repent and go back again after they done repented and sin again. They didn't understand that they had to literally cause the spirit man, because it had walked in error as well, and that's in Corinthians, the 7th, let's see, the 10th chapter and the first verse. I think it's the 10th chapter or the 7th chapter. Let me get that up so you'll know what I'm talking about. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I give him glory today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to teach you so you can understand what's going on. Thank you, Jesus. It's 2 Corinthians and the 7th chapter. Amen. It says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. The spirit man and the flesh walked in iniquity. It was sinful. It did everything it was capable of doing because it was controlled by Satan. When Adam and Eve sinned against God, not only did their flesh walk in a sinful nature, but their spirit man had become corrupt. Amen. And we should do what? Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Thank you, Jesus. So because of these acts, amen, they have laws in each nation, amen, to govern the various things that we do, and we are punished for those laws. And it's good because God chastises us, amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said he chastises who he loves. But behind the scene, the mystery, amen, of the iniquity, amen, is working in us, amen, because of what Satan has caused us to do. He's an identity that you can't see with the natural eye. You can't see him. You can't see what he's doing and what he's telling you. Amen. And so he causes you to do these things. You remember some years ago a woman had killed all of her children, and she said Satan told her. Well, Satan was literally tormenting her, telling her to do that, and she turned around and killed all of her children. So there's a mystery behind the scene, and now it's revealed through what I'm telling you, that is through the divine revelation that God has given me concerning the truth, that you have an enemy that is causing you to do these things, Amen. And it's up to you to clean up the flesh and the spirit by going to God, repenting to him and acknowledging Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So you got to get yourself right. Repentance is the right thing to do. Amen. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. God had restrained, amen, Satan, amen. Remember I read that earlier, because of the mystery of the iniquity should be revealed. God had restrained and has been restraining Satan, amen, for a long period of time, amen, until his season come, amen, the time that he was assigned, amen, to do whatever he's going to continue to do. And Satan has been operating undercover, amen, for those that don't really believe. There's so many people in the world that they don't believe God, don't believe, amen, anything, and they feel like, amen, their own lives is just whatever they want to do. You can do your own thing, just don't bother me. But I'm telling you, Satan is causing you to do these things and to miss out on the truth, amen, which God has for you, that, amen, Jesus is Lord, amen, and there are many, many evils out there. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, amen, that's the Antichrist. The Antichrist, amen, there will be two Antichrists. You can read in the book of Revelation chapter 13. One is going to be found on the sea and one is going to be found on the land. Amen. And they're coming out of Lebanon. Amen. They're going to be noted for being very skillful in wars. Amen. And these men, amen, are going to literally show themselves to be very wicked, amen, in the earth realm. So we as the body of Christ need to know that, amen, the sins, amen, this mystery of iniquity is set in order, and it's been revealed, the truth has been revealed, but the Antichrist, amen, when he comes, he's going to come in as one that is of the genealogy, the bloodline of the Jewish nation through bloodline, and he's going to prove that he is of that bloodline, and he's going to deceive Israel by coming in saying that he want to help them and he can show them a better way, because suffering is going to be so bad on earth, amen, that if it wasn't for God, amen, even the very elect would perish because of the wickedness that Satan is getting ready to do. And he's doing it undercover. Like I say, he's doing it in the unknown where you cannot see him moving and causing people to commit these sinful acts and these crimes that are did today. Even in the government, there's a lot of sin in the government. And Satan's government, amen, is in control in the world system today. But God's government is higher than Satan's government. That's why when we pray, we need to pray and ask God's kingdom to come and his will be done because of Lucifer and his wickedness in the earth realm. This Antichrist, amen, the last one, will literally, amen, show signs and wonders and all of these kind of things. He will not regard marriages. He's not interested in being married. All he wants to do is regard the resources and his wealth and his gain and his intelligence. He's really terrible. He's going to forbid people to marry or to be given in any kind of relationship of marriage. He wants, and he really don't care whether people be homosexuals. And I can give you information on that in the book of Genesis and in the book of Romans, where Satan had literally tried to cause the earth realm to come into a state of homosexuality. And the only purpose why he would want a woman and a man to come together is for reproduction. Amen. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. And that's what's going on in the earth today. We rather believe a lie than the truth. But the mystery of iniquity, amen, reveals the truth, amen. And in order to catch hold to what God is doing, in order for our salvation to remain, amen, we should not depart from God, but we should literally believe the truth. Satan focuses on keeping saints from believing. Amen. The Jewish, the Hebrews, or the Israelites, whatever title you want to call them, back in Moses' time, a lot of them couldn't enter into the promised land because of unbelief. Satan is coming in with lies of deception. And those lies, amen, are done in the unknown. Well, he comes in with demons and they talk to you and they tell you lies. God will tell you the truth, but because of the way he has, Satan has literally done people's minds, their reasoning and their logic is warped, it's messed up. And they rather not intentionally believe the lie, but it's there and they think that it is truth. That is a false perception. And it will keep you from entering into the promised land, and it will keep you from obtaining the will of God concerning your life. A lot of people are worried and concerned, why haven't I gotten married? Or why is this is not happening? And why is that not happening? Well, in the unknown state, in that state where it's a mystery nobody knows about, Satan is working through deception. Demons are talking to people all day long. That's not your mind. They plant seeds. They plant bad thoughts in your mind. That's what causes you to go out and do the sins. And without a deliverance or without God, without the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, you won't be able to make it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions, like I said. Amen. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth. Remember, that's what I was telling you about. You got to believe the truth. That's the mystery, to believe the truth. Amen. You're going to have to believe the truth. That's what I had revealed to you. But had pleasure in unrighteousness. Sin, the lie, brings unrighteousness. Amen. And a lot of people think unrighteousness is the right way. The Bible says a woman that liveth in pleasure is dead while she yet lives. While you going out there finding every man to sleep with, having sex without marriage, committing fornication or adultery, lying, stealing or killing or doing everything that you're big enough to do, you think that's a pleasure. And a lot of people feel that they can get by with it, but it's unrighteousness. And it's not pleasing to God. That's what keeps us and stops our blessing. It's not that God did not promise you a thing. It's that your nature, your sinful nature, your unrighteousness is keeping you from receiving. It's your belief that's keeping you from receiving what God has already promised and told you that he would do. But you are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. This is why God, amen, has literally told us, now, I'm sanctifying you. You can't be like the world. You've got to be separated, amen, amen, in the Spirit, amen. Your spirit man got to literally be separated from those demons, because they will come in and out, amen. In the natural, your flesh got to be separated from those lustful spirits, amen, that will come in and literally cause your flesh to walk in it, because, amen, you have a certain amount of control over your flesh. Amen, if you're walking in belief and truth in God. So you can stop your flesh from going out there killing a man if you have God and you believe. You can stop your flesh from sinning and doing things against the will of God if you believe. Your spirit man is the one that has to instrument this. It has to carry out what you believe to be true concerning God. And once you walk in the truth, amen, once you walk in God, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh or the lust of the eye of pride of life. And then it said, whereunto he called you to by our gospel to be to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the tradition which you have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. That's why God gave us the word. He gave us the word. That word, amen, it's just like a road map. It will direct you into all truth. Amen. And then he sent the Holy Spirit to, amen, Jesus said he's going to send the comfort that will guide and teach you into all truth so that you won't walk in error. Jesus is working on the spirit man, to develop the spirit man, because the spirit man was out of context as well. The spirit man lusts. It wanted to have sex. It wanted to do everything that the flesh did until salvation come in. That's where the sanctification come in. That's why you are separated, amen, so that you won't attend to the lust of the flesh nor the lust of the spirit. He separates you. He sanctifies you. He makes you holy. He cleans you up. He purges you, amen, and purifies you so that you won't desire those things, amen. And you won't believe the lies that Satan is telling you. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember, I had spoke that to you earlier. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which had loved us and had given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, amen, by grace we are saved, amen, and consolation, God is giving you great comfort, amen, concerning his son Jesus Christ and the truth, that if you believe in it, you won't be yoked up, you won't be entangled with the yoke of bondage that literally causes your mind and your will and all of your emotions to be yoked up to him. And so that you can follow him and fulfill those unrighteous acts. Amen. Comfort your heart and establish you in every good works. Amen. Our works should be good. We should edify the body. We should love one another. We should be have the fruits of the Spirit. We should be able to do the things that God has called us to do. But when the enemy come in, amen, he literally calls us to be offset, amen, to do immoral acts. The man of sin will exalt himself above all that is called God. This Antichrist, this last Antichrist, is going to be so exalted. He's going to be lifted up, amen. And he's going to think he's better than those that, amen, are called of God, that say they are of God, amen. He will say that he is Christ and that he can solve the world's problem. This is a deception. He cannot solve the world's problem. The only one is that can solve problems is God himself. God is the problem solver. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, it states, now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrinal devils. That's what I'll tell you, that it's a mystery, and the truth has been revealed. Those are the things that have been hidden. Amen. Those are the things that are not able to be recognized because they are in the unknown. They're in the spirit realm where people are not known to be able to detect them. And these doctrines of devils, they'll come in and they'll tell you lies, and they'll cause you to believe lies and deception, and you'll go on thinking, amen, that you are okay when it's a deception then come in. Amen. But we as the body of Christ, amen, need to understand that Jesus is the only way. I want to pick up with 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4 on the next, amen, program. Amen. May you have a blessed day. Thank you, Jesus. God bless.